WWA TV Radio seeks to inform and engage the bride of Christ to stand up and take your place in the army and the kingdom. We recognize our battle is not with flesh and blood, but with the principalities and the powers of the air. We are a ministry of prayer, and we highlight what God is doing through other ministries and ministers across the globe. We provide a platform for ministers and a place for the bride to come together and rally around each other, hold up each other's arms, and pray for one another. WATV Radio celebrates the various missions that God has called each one of us to in this army. So we desire to promote and enhance the bride as a whole. Go Bride! Our soon coming King awaits. This is a WATV disclaimer. The views and opinions expressed in this show do not necessarily reflect the views of We Are the Bride Ministries, We Are the Bride Radio, or We Are the Bride Television. Thank you. Hello, bride. Are you a writer? Or do you have a story to tell and maybe you need a little help with your writing? Well, go to Treehouse Publishers today. We can help you achieve your dream. Dreams come true in our house. Do you have a book just waiting in your spirit to come out and share with the world? Well, Treehouse Publishers will help you to achieve your dream. Write that book today. Sell your book in London, in Africa, and many other countries. Let your tree bear much fruit with Treehouse today. Go to www.gotreehouse.org. We are finishing out the second Samuel book, and today we're on chapter 22. Now, where are we at right now? Where we're at right now is King David's son that opposed him died in the field. It's so sad. And then those people came up and plundered him, killed him. And now there's another man that's going against him. And let's see here. Who was it? Well, David just had to battle the Philistines again. Let's look at here in chapter 21, right here at the end. And it came to pass after this that there was again a battle with the Philistines at Gob, and Sichia and Husheph slew Saph, which was of the sons of the giant. That's right. That's where they had to battle the giant. And it says here, and when he defied Israel, Jonathan the son of Shim, the brother of David, slew him. These four were born to the giant in Gath, and fell by the hand of David and by the hand of his servants. Which is pretty cool, because that's part of prophecy, that when God is your Lord and you trust him and you obey him, he will take the giants down. Okay, so let's go ahead and get started here in chapter 22.
2 Samuel 22. And David spake unto the Lord the words of this song in the day that the Lord had delivered him out of the hand of all his enemies and out of the hand of Saul. And he said, the Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer.
Aww.
The God of my rock, in him will I trust. He is my shield and the horn of my salvation, my high tower and my refuge.
Aww.
My Savior, thou savest me from violence. I will call on the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from mine enemies.
Well, we know that song.
When the waves of death compassed me, the floods of ungodly men made me afraid. The sorrows of hell compassed me about, the snares of death prevented me. In my distress, I called upon the Lord, and cried to my God, and he did hear my voice out of his temple, and my cry did enter into his ears.
Aww.
And the earth shook and trembled, the foundations of heaven moved and shook, because he was wroth. There went up a smoke out of his nostrils, and fire out of his mouth devoured.
Wow.
Coals were kindled by it. He bowed the heavens also, and came down, and darkened. darkness was under his feet.
That's amazing.
And he rode upon a cherub and did fly, and he was seen upon the wings of the wind. And he made darkness pavilions round about him, dark waters, and thick clouds of the skies. Through the brightness before him were coals of fire kindled. The Lord thundered from heaven, and the Most High uttered his voice. And he sent out arrows and scattered them, lightning and discomfited them. And the channels of the sea appeared, the foundations of the world were discovered, at the rebuking of the Lord, at the blast of the breath of his nostrils.
Wow.
He sent from above, he took me, he drew me out of many waters. He delivered me from my strong enemy, and from them that hated me, for they were too strong for me.
Yes.
They prevented me in the day of my calamity. But the Lord was my stay.
Aww.
He brought me forth also into a large
place.
Yes,
Lord.
He delivered me because he delighted in me. The Lord rewarded me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanness of my hands, hath he recompensed me. For I have kept the ways of the Lord, and have not wickedly departed from my God. For his judgments were before me, and as for his statutes, I did not depart from them. I was also upright before him, and have kept myself from mine iniquity. Therefore the Lord hath recompensed me according to my righteousness, according to my cleanness in his eyesight. With the merciful thou wilt show thyself merciful, and with the upright man thou wilt show thyself upright. With the pure thou wilt show thyself pure, and with the froward thou wilt show thyself unsavory, and the afflicted people thou wilt save. But thine eyes are upon the haughty, that thou mayest bring them down. For thou art my lamp, O Lord, and the Lord will lighten my darkness.
Isn't this beautiful,
God? By thee I have run through a troop,
and
by my God
over?
Have I leaped over a wall.
Yes, Lord.
As for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is tried. He is a buckler to all them that trust in him.
Wow, this is powerful.
Who is God save the Lord? And who is a rock save our God? God is my strength and power, and he maketh my way perfect. He maketh my feet like hinds' feet, and setteth me upon my high places. He teacheth my hands to war, so that a bow's steel is broken by mine arms. Thou hast also given me the shield of thy salvation, and thy gentleness hath made me great.
Aww.
Thou hast enlarged my steps under me, so that my feet did not slip. I have pursued mine enemies, and destroyed them, and turned not again until I had consumed them. And I have consumed them, and wounded them, that they could not arise. Yea, they are fallen under my feet. For thou hast girded me with strength to battle. Them that rose up against me hast thou subdued under me. Thou hast also given me the necks of mine enemies, that I might destroy them that hate me. They looked, but there was none to save, even unto the Lord, but he answered them not. Then did I beat them as small as the dust of the earth. I did stamp them as the mire of the street, and did spread them abroad. Thou also hast delivered me from the strivings of my people. Thou hast kept me to be head of the heathen, a people which I knew not shall serve me. Strangers shall submit themselves unto me. As soon as they hear, they shall be obedient unto me. Strangers shall fade away, and they shall be afraid out of their close places. The Lord liveth, and blessed be my rock, and exalted be the God of the rock of my salvation.
That's awesome.
It is God that avengeth me, and that bringeth down the people under me, and that bringeth me forth from mine enemies. Thou also hast lifted me up on high above them that rose up against me. Thou hast delivered me from the violent man.
All right, Brad, I got to pause here a moment. Do you see what David's doing here? David is praising the Lord, talking to the Lord at the same time. And he is telling him, look what you have done. You have done this, you have done that. And you know what I'm thinking in my spirit, Brad, is whenever God rebukes his people, he reminds them what they did. He does the same thing. Where he makes it very plain and clear what they have done. So, Also, when you think of all the people that interceded in times past, all of God's prophets, they talked to God just like this, very plainly. And they told him, God, you done this and you done that, and what if you did this and what if you did that? Like, they reasoned with him like he is a man. This is God, people. He is not a religion. He is not staunch and unreachable. I mean, through Jesus now we have access. And we can talk to God. Yes, the prophets of old talked to him. But they were the only ones God talked to, was the priest and the prophets. And the ones that he had called. But now all of us have this access. And so when we pray, this is prayer, people. This is prayer. Let's go back to it. Here we go.
Therefore I will give thanks unto thee, O Lord, among the heathen, and I will sing praises unto thy name.
Aww.
He is the tower of salvation for his king, and showeth mercy to his anointed, unto David, and to his seed forevermore.
Aww. Chapter 23.
Last words of David. And David the son of Jesse said, and the man who was raised up on high, the anointed of the God of Jacob, and the sweet psalmist of Israel said, the Spirit of the Lord spake by me, and his word was in my tongue. The God of Israel said, the Rock of Israel spake to me, he that ruleth over men must be just, ruling in the fear of God. And he shall be as the light of the morning when the sun ariseth, even a morning without clouds, as the tender grass springing out of the earth by clear shining after rain. Although my house be not so with God, yet he hath made with me an everlasting covenant, ordered in all things and sure. For this is all my salvation and all my desire, although he make it not to grow. But the sons of Belial shall be all of them as thorns thrust away, because they cannot be taken with hands. But the man that shall touch them must be fenced with iron, and the staff of a
snare.
And they shall be utterly burned with fire in the same place.
Bride, this is another confirmation. God hates mixing. I keep saying that. He hates mixing. Belial represents the world. Do not touch the unclean thing. That is what he's saying.
These be the names of the mighty man whom David had, the Tachmonite.
This must be the end of David's life.
The captains. The same was Adino, the Esnite. He lift up his spear against 800, whom he slew at one time. And after him was Eleazar, the son of Dodo the Ahohite, one of the three mighty men with David. When they defied the Philistines that were there gathered together to battle, and the men of Israel were gone away, he arose and smote the Philistines until his hand was wearied.
Wow.
And his hand clave unto the sword.
Wow.
And the Lord wrought a great victory that day, and the people returned after him only to spoil. And after him was Shammah, the son of Agi.
So this is all being officially recorded.
And the Philistines were gathered together into a troop, where was a piece of ground full of lentils. And the people fled from the Philistines. But he stood in the midst of the ground, and defended it, and slew the Philistines. And the Lord wrought a great victory.
Wow.
And 3 of the 30 chief went down, and came to David, in the harvest time, unto the cave of Adullam. And the troop of the Philistines pitched in the valley of Rephaim. And David was then in an hold, and the garrison of the Philistines was then in Bethlehem. And David longed and said, oh, that one would give me drink of the water of the well of Bethlehem, which is by the gate. And the three mighty men break through the host of the Philistines and drew water out of the well of Bethlehem that was by the gate, and took it and brought it to David. Nevertheless, he would not drink thereof, but poured it out unto the Lord.
What?
And he said, be it far from me, O Lord, that I should do this. Is not this the blood of the men that went in jeopardy of their lives?
Oh.
Therefore he would not drink it. These things did these three mighty men. And Abishai, the brother of Joab, the son of Zeruiah, was chief among three. And he lifted up his spear against 300 and slew them, and had the name among three.
Wow.
Was he not most honorable of three? Therefore he was their captain, howbeit he attained not unto the first three. And Benaiah, the son of Jehoiada, the son of a valiant man of Kabzeel, who had done many acts, he slew two lion-like men of Moab. He went down also and slew a lion in the midst of a pit in time of snow.
Wow.
And he slew an Egyptian, a goodly man. And the Egyptian had a spear in his hand. But he went down to him with a staff and plucked the spear out of the Egyptian's hand and slew him with his own spear.
Wow.
These things did Benaiah, the son of Jehoiada, and had the name among three mighty men. He was more honorable than the 30, but he attained not to the first three.
Wow.
And David set him over his guard. Azahel, the brother of Joab, was one of the 30. Elhanan, the son of Dodo of Bethlehem. Shammah, the Harodite. Elika, the Harodite. Elez, the Paltite. Ira, the son of Ikesh, the Tekoite. Abiezer, the Anathathite. Mebunai, the Hushathite. Zalman, the Ahuhite. Maharai, the Netophathite.
I know it seems Ele, funny, him, we're saying all this, but listen, Brad.
Ittai, the son of
this
Ribai,
is the official recording.
Gibeah, of the children of Benjamin. Benaiah, the Perathonite.
Wouldn't you love to have your name in the Chronicles of time like this?
Gash. Abialban, the Abathite.
I mean, this Asmaveth, is an honor for the these people to be listed
Eliabah,
here.
Eliabah, the Sha'albanite, of the sons of Jashan, Jonathan, Shammah, the Hararite, Ahiam, the son of Sharar, the Hararite, Eliphelet, the son of Ahasbai, the son of the Ma'akathite, Eliam, the son of Ahithophel, the Gelonite, Ezra'i, the Carmelite, Para'i, the Arbite, Igal, the son of Nathan of Zobah, Bani, the Gadite, Zelek, the Ammonite, Naharai, the Barathite, Armabearer to Joab, the son of Zeruiah, Ira, an Ithrite, Gareb, an Ithrite, Uriah, the Hittite, 37 in all.
Wow. Okay, Brad, we are on chapter 24. But like I said, it's an honor for them to be recorded
Second
in this
Samuel
book.
24. And again, the anger of the Lord was kindled against Israel.
What?
And he moved David against them to say, Go, number Israel and Judah.
What?
But the king said to Joab, the captain of the host, which was with him, Go now through all the tribes of Israel, from Dan even to Beersheba, and number ye the people, that I may know the number of the people. And Joab said unto the king, Now the Lord thy God add unto the people, how many soever they be, an hundredfold, and that the eyes of my lord the king may see it. But why doth my lord the king delight in this thing? Notwithstanding the king's word prevailed against Joab and against the captains of the host. And Joab and the captains of the host went out from the presence of the king to number the people of Israel. And they passed over Jordan and pitched in Aroer, on the right side of the city that lieth in the midst of the river of Gad, and toward Jazer. Then they came to Gilead, and to the land of Tatim Hoshai, and they came to Dan Jaan, and about to Zidon, and came to the stronghold of Tyre, and to all the cities of the Hivites and of the Canaanites. And they went out to the south of Judah, even to Beersheba. So when they had gone through all the land, they came to Jerusalem at the end of 9 months and 20 days.
Wow, that's how long it took them to do a census.
Gave up the sum of the number of the people unto the king. And there were in Israel 800,000 valiant men that drew
wow.
the sword. And the men of Judah were 500,000 men. And David's heart smote him after that he had numbered the people. And David said unto the Lord, I have sinned greatly in that I have done. And now, I beseech thee, O Lord, take away the iniquity of thy servant.
What did he do?
I have done very foolishly.
What?
But when David was up in the morning, the word of the Lord came unto the prophet Gad, David's seer, saying, Go and say unto David, Thus saith the Lord, I offer thee three things. Choose thee one of them, that I may do it unto thee. So Gad came to David and told him, and said unto him, shall 7 years of famine come unto thee in thy land? Or wilt thou flee 3 months before thine enemies while they pursue thee? Or that there be 3 days pestilence in thy land? Now advise and see what answer I shall return to him that sent me.
What? I am missing something, Bribe. What did he do? I do not get it. What am I missing, Lord? Help me, Holy Spirit. Because it says here, so they had gone throughout all the land. They came to Jerusalem at the end of 9 months and 20 days, which they did to Obaim. Joab gave up the sum of the number of the people unto the king, and there is in Israel 800,000 valiant men that drew the sword, and the men of Judah were 500,000 men. And David's heart smote him, which means he came under condemnation after he had numbered the people. I wonder why. And David said unto the Lord, I have sinned. I wonder why he had sinned. I must have missed something here. Let's see. Greatly in that I have done, and now beseech thee, Lord, take away the iniquity, for I have done very foolishly. For when David was up in the morning, the word of the Lord came. Okay, so God gave him the choice of three things. Okay, so let's go to 14. Maybe I'll figure it out.
And David said unto God, I am in a great state. Let us fall now into the hand of the Lord, for his mercies are great, and let me not fall into the hand of man.
Aww.
So the Lord sent a pestilence upon Israel, from the morning even to the time appointed. And there died of the people from Dan even to Beersheba 70,000 men.
Wow.
And when the angel stretched out his hand upon Jerusalem to destroy it, the Lord repented him of the evil, and said to the angel that destroyed the people, it is enough.
Aww.
Stay now thine hand. And the angel of the Lord was by the threshing place of Arunah the Jebusite. And David spake unto the Lord when he saw the angel that smote the people, and said, Lo, I have sinned, and I have done wickedly. But these sheep, what have they done?
Oh, he interceded.
Let thine hand, I pray thee, be against me and against my father's house.
Oh.
And Gad came that day to David and said unto him, Go up, rear an altar unto the Lord in the threshing floor of Arunah the Jebusite. And David, according to the saying of Gad, went up as the Lord commanded. And Arunah looked, and saw the king and his servants coming on toward him. And Arunah went out, and bowed himself before the king on his face upon the ground.
In obeisance, he honored, yeah.
Wherefore is my lord the king come to his servant? And David said, To buy the threshing floor of thee, to build an altar unto the Lord, that the plague may be stayed from the people. And Arunah said unto David, Let my lord the king take and offer up what seemeth good unto him.
Aww.
Behold, here be oxen for burnt sacrifice.
Wow.
And threshing instruments and other instruments of the oxen.
He's helping him.
All these things did Arunah as a king give unto the king. And Arunah said unto the king, The Lord thy God accept thee. And the king said unto Arunah, Nay, but I will surely buy it of thee at a price. Neither will I offer burnt offerings unto the Lord my God of that which doth cost me nothing.
Wow.
So David bought the threshing floor and the oxen for 50 shekels of silver. And David built there an altar unto the Lord, and offered burnt offerings and peace offerings. So the Lord was entreated for the land, and the plague was stayed from Israel.
So God had mercy, and he accepted it and forgiven Israel. I still don't get what they did, though. Do you, Brad? What was it when they went to do the census? Well, let's go back and see here. And again, the anger of the Lord was kindled, and he moved David against them. Go number Israel. But it doesn't say why he was kindled. Let's see. For the king said to Joab, the captain of the host which was with them, "Go now through all the tribes of Israel from Dan to Beersheba, and number you the people, that I may know the number of the people." And Joab said unto the king, "Now the Lord thy God add unto the people how many soever they be, 100-fold, and that the eyes of my lord the king may see it. And why does my lord the king delight in this thing?" Notwithstanding, the king's word prevailed against Joab and against the captains of the host. And Joab and the captains of the host went out from the presence of the king to number the people of Israel. And they passed over Jordan and pitched in Aroer, on the right side of the city that lieth in the midst of the river of Gad towards Jazer. Then they came to Gilead and to the land of Timmod, and they came to Dan, and came to the stronghold of Tyre, and all the cities. I don't know. I'm going to have to look this up. This is troubling me. Okay, so let's type in here. Commentary. Second. Samuel 24. Okay, I must not be the only one questioning it. Alright, let's see what these people say. Okay. The last words of David, which we read in the chapter, this is in BibleStudyTools.com. The last words of David, which we read in the chapter before, were admirably good, but in this chapter we read some of his last works, which were none of the best. I'm trying to hit that X. There we go. "Yet he repented and did his first works again, so he finished well." We have here, number one, his sin, which was numbering the people in the pride of his heart. Oh! Number two, his conviction of the sin and repentance for it. Number three, the judgment inflicted upon him. Number four, the staying of the judgment. Number five, the erecting of an altar in token of God's reconciliation to him and his people. Oh, okay, so he did this out of the arrogance of his heart. So let's see here. Here we have the orders which David gave to Joab to number the people of Israel and Judah. Two things here seem strange. Number one, the sinfulness of this. What harm was there in it? Did not Moses twice number the people without any crime? Does not political arithmetic come in among the other policies of a prince? Should not the shepherd know the number of his sheep? Does not the son of David know all his own by name? Might not he make good use of the calculation? What evil has he done if he does this? Answer, it is certain that it was a sin and a great sin, but where the evil of it lay is not so certain. Some think the fault was that he numbered those that were under 20 years old, if they were but of stature and strength, able to bear arms, and that this was the reason why the account was not enrolled, because it was illegal. Number two, others think the fault was that he did not require the half shekel, which was to be paid to the service of the sanctuary whenever the people were numbered as a ransom to their souls. So basically, this is controversial. Why did God punish him? I'm glad to know I'm not the only one questioning this. Number three, others think that he did it with a design to impose a tribute upon them for himself to be put into his treasury. I don't believe that. And by way of poll, so that when he knew their numbers, he could tell what it would amount to. But I don't believe that. Do y'all, Brad? Number four, this was the fault that he had no orders from God to do it, nor was there any occasion for the doing of it. It was a needless trouble both to himself and to his people. Some think that it was an affront to the ancient promise which God made to Abraham, that his seed should be as innumerable as the dust of the earth. It savored of distrust of that promise, or designed to show that it was not fulfilled in the letter of it. He would number those of whom God had said that they could not be numbered. Those know not that what they could do go about to disprove the word of God. That number six, that which was the worst thing in numbering the people was that David did it in the pride of his heart, which was Hezekiah's sin in showing his treasures to the ambassadors. It was a proud conceit of his own greatness in having the command of so numerous a people. Now that makes more sense. Because I'm thinking, what is wrong with him doing a census? You know, I used to work for the Census Bureau. I understand how that works. Okay, now look, next time we come together, we're going to be starting in the Book of Kings. Yay!